from a student's perspective, I found it really good to have the chance to learn something more about cultural theory, because so we're just doing two Landeskundescheine, which is not a lot. I think it's too less to learn something, and it's even called Landeskunde still. There isn't anything about cultural theory or cultural studies. And that's
been partly remedied in the new teacher's training course.
They've got the
introduction to cultural studies as a basic.
Okay.
Reading John Story's reader.
Yeah.
and the introduction.
Yeah, I think that's a very important step and step in the right direction.
Considering that cultural studies make up such a big part in the upper level teaching. So that's the irony behind it.
Yeah, but how many pieces of literature do you actually teach? You know, how much is?
Good joke.
Talking from the perspective of a student who just did her practice semester last year, I also found it. Being still quite a traditional Lehramt student who did not have cultural studies during her studies so far, I was really surprised being confronted with all of these texts. Usually you think that the academic life of a student and then being a Lehramt student are pretty much separate worlds. And I think that what this seminar did to me is, or did for me, is really telling, it really showed me how many aspects of teaching, as you said, especially in Oberstufe, are influenced by cultural studies without even noticing it. I mean, you are so caught up in, I don't know, teaching them literature and getting them, trying to teach them, basically the basics, for example, when you, and I found it really enlightening how often the undercurrents are really can be refound, in cultural studies. So that you have, it really made me aware of how the curriculum in school is actually influenced by these theories, or should be maybe more influenced by these theories, but it usually isn't. And I think that's really important to just simply become aware of that. So.
I'd like to add to that. I'm talking about Landeskunde during our time at university. What we do to our students concerning Landeskunde at school is not much different, though on a lower level, of course. And it's merely descriptive learning, objective, so-called objective learning. And everybody in the educational sector is currently talking about conveying competencies. But what we do in Landeskunde has nothing to do with a cultural or intercultural competence at all. While Landeskunde teaching informed by texts or background knowledge like the one in this course could be completely different, because you could actually focus on competencies as objectives in your teaching.
Okay, so with 5 minutes to spare, we reach the end of this class, at least in this form. More electronic material, as you heard, will be either distributed or asked from you. And we were also talking about the possibility of putting this into a sort of volume, possibly e-volume, where all of the downloaded material is in there. I would, however, go through the text before we did that. And do a little editing, no censorship. but we'll see. And next time, I know I need to devote more time to some of the aspects that this time I underestimated. I said that before. And I hope with the response that we're getting from you, we will be able to convince our rectorat to continue this kind of class, and possibly to provide us with some extra funding, because I mean these weekend meetings can't be had for nothing. So it will not be cost neutral, and that's the big term for the Kultusministerium in particular. We're trying to convince them that teachers need some hours written into their contracts for retraining, for lifelong learning. If lifelong learning is going to be the big term, the big issue for the next 10 years, then we should start with the teachers, because they are going to be the lifelong teachers. And if they don't, if they teach that which they were let out of the university with 30 years ago, there is a certain discrepancy there, I'd say.
I was actually surprised when Angela told me that in the US it's normal and obligatory that teachers go back every now and then back to university and do some academic retraining. And I wonder why we don't get this, because it's just needed.
That might be a state thing. I haven't heard of that before.
Yeah. Oh, really? At least in Wisconsin, I mean, I have family members who are teachers, as well as a number of people I graduated with. Every so many years, you have to go back and take some kind of advising educational classes. I mean, you're required to. So what ends up happening is a lot of people will go back and get their master's, whether it be, you know, a master's in education if they just have their teaching certificate, or I mean, there's a number of different options, but because they're already going to the class and they know that they have to do the continuing education, they feel that why not get a degree.
Okay, that's it then.